sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friend.
Yeah. Hold the fuck up. We gonna take this little intermission and listen what the fuck I got to say, you know?
This is a unofficial episode that I'm recording. I just, this is me reassuring the public that I'm still around. I haven't given up podcasting. It's just that I'm embracing the fact that this is my 100th episode, right? So before I start with episode unofficial episode 100, I figured I'd start with an unofficial episode called episode 100, unofficial episode 100, something like that. Those titles are work in progress. But hey, I just wanted to put content out there. I know I'm feeling a little like Rakim, like, you know, it's been a long time it's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong something tied to flip to. Yeah, I'm not Rakim. But my point is, I did say I wasn't going to record, but I didn't said be, but I didn't really give a date. You know what? Fuck it, man. It's my podcast, man. All right. This is what's going to happen. This is what happened. I didn't record last Sunday because I was giving myself a break and I wanted to work on that, that web project I was telling you about. If you're those of you who don't know, I'm just want to add a little feature on my website, on the Shut Up Podcast website, so that it shows my Twitter feed. One, because I just want to see how it's done. Two, why the fuck not? Three, I'm a nerd. And, you know, episode 100, I got to like make a little adjustment to the website. But yeah. So this whole episode is just me doing this to myself. Episode 100. All right. This is the unofficial episode 100, but this is, I'm just using it so I don't do it on the other episode, but I'm going to just using this episode to do. That's right. Oh, and also for those of you who are fans of the podcast, who've been listening to this consistently, that office chair that I always complain about. Well, I fixed it. Praise the Lord. Yay! It's so cool. You can't tell right now. I'm wearing a white collared shirt, and I don't usually wear it out in public because it's kind of, let's put it this way, pre-COVID it fit perfectly. Now, god damn, it's like I'm trying to bring sexy back. Anyway, yeah. So what was I saying? Yeah, fix my chair. I'm praising myself because I remember starting when I restarted this podcast. It was sometimes in 2022, right? Oh, right. I think it might have been May, June, or July. Sometimes. The first episode was released in July 2022. But I remember starting the year telling myself, actually, my therapist asked the question, so do you see yourself? She was just trying to push me. So she goes, do you see yourself releasing a podcast episode? This was probably around the first week of January of 2022. And I remember telling myself, fuck no. I was like, hell no. I remember starting the year believing that no way this is going to be a year where I'll start broadcasting. Like, it was as likely 2022. With my, that current state of mind, me releasing a podcast was as likely as you developing a crack habit right now. You know what I mean? If I told you, hey, want to try crack? Fuck no. 6 months later, you're crackhead. I'm just saying, I remember starting the year 2022 believing, nah, this might not be, I don't think this is going to be the year where I'll be podcasting. Fast forward to July, I'm not sure what happened. Miracles happen. And to July 2022. And then, wow, a year later, I'm at episode 100. I don't think I did this well on the last iteration of Shut Up Podcast, the Old Testament version of Shut Up Podcast. So, yeah. Yay! I'm acknowledging. All right? Like I said, how much is it? 4 minutes in? Yeah, this is going to be a short episode. Notice I didn't have any intro song, no anything like that. I don't even know if I have some show notes. This is just me trying to put content out and saying I'll be back to my regular schedule on Sunday, unless something happened, God willing. Yeah, I'll be back on my regular schedule programming next, so expect another episode on Monday. But before that, I just want to take the time to embrace this moment and realize this is my 100th episode. Technically, the next one is going to be 101, but in terms of label, it's going to be 100. But again, this is the unofficial version. This is an intermission. This is like a prelude to 100. I want to shout out a content creator on TikTok. I don't see her content. I don't see the video that I was going to play here, so I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe she took it off or whatever. But this also inspired this episode. She shared this thought. She said a friend of hers came up to her and said that, hey, she was telling a friend how she doesn't feel like she fits in this world. She doesn't feel like she's part of this world. If you're familiar with some of these episodes that I put out, I talked about having that feeling. And then she flipped the script on me and she said that her friend responded with, "You were not put on this earth to fit in. You were not put in this world to fit in. You were put into this world to change it." That shit blew my mind. That shit blew my mind like... I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, first, it blew my mind because there was a lot of iteration that went through it. First, I was like, right on, sister. Yeah, right on. So what do you suggest? We don't fit in. What do you do? What do? We blow this motherfucker up? And then she drops the, "You are meant to change it." And that fucked me up. Because I won't lie to you, man. It's not that, okay, here. I love what you're saying. But in the current state of mind that I'm in, I don't see it. I don't see it. But maybe that's how it starts. Mind explosion. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day. Planet Earth. You watch Jesus Christ. Like, how was Earth made? Some star exploded and cosmic dust created Earth, and I can't explain it, but apparently something to nothing, or there was always something to nothing. But maybe that's how it starts, man. It doesn't start with, yes, I'm going to change the world. Maybe it just starts with, fuck that shit. But you're looking, but you're in that direction. You're pointing in the direction. Like, maybe it starts with a spark to change the world. Maybe it just starts with an incident. Maybe that's how it starts. I guess that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's how it starts. Or maybe a year from now, I'll be like, that chick did not know what the fuck she was talking about. Fuck her and her friend. Yeah. No disrespect. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just saying, that shit blew my mind, and it just gave me the idea of, let me record this unofficial episode. Unfortunately, I can't share the video with you, but that's pretty much the gist of it. I will say this, 100 episode, a year of recording, or a year of doing this podcast, something changed in me. I'm worried I'm going to regret this, saying this, but I'll confess it right now, maybe just so I could have a recording of this, but I will admit, I'm a little hopeful about things. Shit, or just, I don't know. Let's just say I'm a little hopeful. I won't go beyond that, but I'm more hopeful now than I was 100 episodes ago. I mean, if I was recording, I must have been hopeful then. But I'm a bit more hopeful now than I was 100 episodes. Here's hoping. This is the part where I'm doing my New Year's resolution or 100 episode resolution. Here's hoping to 100 more episodes of this podcast. And here's hoping that in the 100 episode that I get new equipment, I'm like, you know, what a dream, whatever. New equipment, not bad. No, you're not doing a bad job, little Zoom R16. No, you're doing a very good job. Sorry. I'm just saying, the younger version of you is looking a lot cuter. I'm just putting it out there. Sorry. Don't die on me. Yeah, maybe new equipment, maybe a better office space. Okay, now I'm going a little too far. One that doesn't make me cough. Who knows? Maybe more guests. Who knows what's in line in the future? Maybe more guests. Maybe a co-host or guest co-host. Who knows? Whatever. 100 episode. Who the fuck am I kidding? 100 episode, I'll be back. Look, don't ruin this beat. Look, all I'm saying is I'm feeling a little more hopeful. One thing is for sure. I am committed to do in the next 100 episode, and I only realized this after that whole you were put on this earth to change the world idea. I'm making a commitment to focus less on the people who I keep picturing won't understand this podcast. I'm going to focus less on the people who the shit that I say on this podcast will just go over their head, or will just give them a reason to be like, well, you know, I have this habit of sharing my faults, thoughts, weakness, or area of improvement, speaking it out loud. This is my way of keeping myself grounded. And some people, to hear that, it's like, whoa, here's how you need to be fixed. Like, you know what I find rare, what I haven't met in this world? I'm not saying they don't exist, but you know what I find rare? People who are self-aware. People that if you criticize them, if you tell them, hey, what you just did is fucked up, they'll actually consider what you're saying. Because they're trying to better themselves. Not they're not suckers. They won't let them diss you. But I mean, the introverted who spend a good portion of their life trying to figure out their instruction manual. There's this idea that we're all put on this earth, and that but the thing is we don't come with instruction manuals. Some of us spend a lot of time figuring out that owner's manual. That's my people. That's my art. That's who I'm speaking to. I want people that when I share shit, they're like, how does this apply to me? As opposed to, well, you know what you should do? You know, I guess what I'm saying is, getting back to my point, focus less on the people who won't understand this podcast, who won't like this podcast, who I don't intend to, I'm not trying to make fans of, and focus more on those who will. Part of doing that is believing they exist. That's the fucking challenge. That's the fucking challenge, because it means doing shit like, brace for yourself, believing in yourself.
Message.
You know what I mean? Damn, was that love? So yeah. I know. You know what? How do you know? B, are you acting? Is this just some acting? You just trying to commit? No, I'm just saying, I'm just sharing my journey with you, man. That's all I'm doing right now. So here's hoping to another 100 episode. And here's hoping to more of these. Yay! I'm gonna put a link in the show notes to this TikTok, a content creator on TikTok, who shares a concept of creative resistance. When I heard that, I want to be clear. When I told myself I'm gonna focus less on people who are gonna shit on this podcast and focus more on the people who are gonna like it, I hadn't heard this clip about creative resistance. Like, once I heard this shit about creative resistance, I'm like, damn, I'm onto some great minds think alike type of shit like that. So, yeah. You know what? While I'm at it, as I celebrate my own accomplishment and embrace the future ahead of me, I'm going to ask you to do the same for yourself. Whatever current accomplishment, whatever milestone you've met in your life, this is for you. Yay! All right, 15 minutes. All right, that's it. All right, so expect another episode on Monday. You know what's going to be hard? Fucking trying to figure out, because there's a lot of shit, is deciding what to talk about, because I have a lot of shit in there, man. Like, I might talk about Lizzo. Oh, before I forget, maybe the reason why I'm hopeful is because, before I forget, is, I don't know if I mentioned this in the past episode, but I bought my ticket. I'm scared to say it out loud because I feel like I'm going to jinx it, but I bought my ticket for the Apex Poetry. Is that what it's called? Apex Poetry? No, Apex Spoken Word. Jesus Christ. Spoken Word. And I bought my ticket for a live recording. Like, this is some real nerd shit. The live recording for the Black Guy Who Tips. I mean, live. I'm actually going to go to those cities. I'm not giving you too much details. Yeah. But, you know, sure. I won't be around, but I'll be buying dogs and I'll be feeding gunpowder. So I'm just saying. Don't try me. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, another reason I'm hopeful is because I'm going to the Apex. I'm really hoping this is going to be like my journey to Mecca. My intention to go into these two events back to back is to come back feeling like inspired. Like Malcolm coming back from Mecca and developing jungle fever, talking about, you know, the white man ain't that bad. No, there's this woman. I'm not saying Malcolm had jungle fever. I'm just saying it's a convenient excuse. He came back with a convenient excuse to start fucking white girls. Anyway, all right, okay, that's it. I'm just trying to be funny here. That's it. All right, so holla at you on Monday. And one last time, man. Celebrate your milestones and embrace your future, all right? Here we go.